Now, people movements are an extremely important aspect of Christian missions. They are the way in which at least two-thirds of the peoples of Asia, Africa, and Latin America first came to Christian faith. Now, you must say that the right way. You mustn't say that two-thirds of the present Christians in Asia, Africa, and Latin America came by people movements, because they didn't. Most of them came by biological increase. They were children of Christians. But at least two-thirds of the converts from Shintoism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Islam, animism, Hinduism, or whatever, have come by people movements. And in some places the percentage is not two-thirds, it's 98%. In great areas of the world, if you ask how did the Christians first turn to Christian faith, you will see that they came in by people movements. And yet people movements are very greatly misunderstood, because the typical way of becoming Christian, particularly for those of us who belong to gathered churches, who belong to churches that take pride in the fact and believe it is the correct and biblical way for people to come to Christian faith, one by one, knowing Jesus Christ personally, having an experience of salvation, regardless as to what my mother does or my father does or my brother does or my sister does, I come to Jesus Christ all by myself, there to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, we used to sing when I was a boy. And this is a common concept of the way to become a Christian. Now, it's perfectly true that it is a way to become a Christian, and it's a good way to become a Christian. But it is not true that it is the way to become a Christian.